Greetings. I hope you are all well. Today is my birthday, and I have completed 71 years on this earth. I begin my 72nd year of life with expectation of God, who is good. I am ready for His ways, His paths, His love in my heart, and His influence in my world. As a child of God, I hope you have an expectation of life for what is before you. God is the one who gives life. Life is about identity, testimony, and purpose. When we know who God declares us to be, we can partner with Him to bring life to our world. We become an inheritor of the destiny of the family of God. We don't get our life from any created thing. We don't get our life from any created being. Only God can give us life. Family doesn't give us life. We give life to family. Family expresses life. God is the author of marriage, thus God is the author of family. Family is the foundation and the fruit of God's will in the earth. The enemy will form weapons against family in every way that he can. But God is greater than any enemy. When we partner with God, we find the glory of His presence that prevails against every enemy. To be an individual who is qualified for marriage, you must first be an individual who is a dwelling place of God's Spirit. To be a marriage, a husband and a wife must be a dwelling place of God by His Spirit. To be a father or mother, you must be a dwelling place of God by His Spirit. You raise your children to know the testimony of being a dwelling place of God by His Spirit. This is God's way and God's desire. In this, your children will grow in knowing their identity, their testimony, and their purpose as God desires for them in all things. Ephesians 5:22-27. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for her, that He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that He might present her to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. This text is not for women to submit to men. It is for a wife to submit to her own husband. In a marriage, the husband gives his love to the wife, and the wife receives the love that her husband gives. She submits to his love as unto the Lord. He is not her Lord. He is an expression of her Lord in physical form. She submits to him as unto her Lord, and thus she opens the door for God's access to her husband's heart for their sake as one flesh before God. The husband gives words and expressions that wash and water his wife, and she receives and believes the words of love that he gives. She believes in who she is for the sake of her and her husband as one together. The husband presents his wife to himself as a co-reigning partner in life. He seeks to bring her alongside of himself in everything for God's purpose in their lives in everything. The wife willingly comes alongside of her husband in every invitation to partner with him in the identity, testimony, and purpose of being one flesh for the glory of God in their lives. Together they live for the purpose of giving life to their world. The fruit is seen in the inheritance of their house. Genesis 1:28, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God established family as the foundation of blessing and purpose of mankind in the earth. Fruitfulness comes from blessing. We are His blessing in the earth, a source of life. Fruit is a source of life from one to another. Multiplication comes from fruitfulness. Whatever is fruitful multiplies. We are not adding others to our cause. We are activating others in the cause of Christ. When we multiply, we greatly increase the value and potential of another. To fill is to fully complete something. In the kingdom of God, our fullness leads to the inheritance of others. The places of inheritance, gates in the earth, are meant to be the possession of your children and your children's children. When we fill, we create ceilings that become foundation floors for the next generation to go beyond where we have ever been. To subdue is to conquer with the power of life. It is a place of the influence of life. Subduing is the testimony of the full power of God's grace at work in the earth. God's family is the place where God's grace abounds in the earth. Dominion is the manifestation of truth. Truth crumbles every lie. It is not a matter of control. It is a matter of prevailing in life. Dominion is the testimony of life-giving authority. When a man and a woman partner with one another in partnership with God, they become an unstoppable force of God's love to their world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.